Welcome to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the ministry of Royal Rangers. Whether you're a parent, pastor, Royal Rangers leader, or a church leader seeking ideas for building an effective ministry to boys, this podcast is for you. So let's get started as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the adventure of Royal Rangers. Well, welcome back to the National Royal Ranger Podcast. This is your host, Rob Bennett, and I'm excited as we continue today. And as we record this this podcast, actually, this is going to be our first recorded podcast of 2021. It might be recording a little bit later on in the year and playing a little later on in the year, but we're excited for what God has in store for 2021. And I know each and every leader that I talk to, they're looking forward to what God's going to do in the lives of their outposts, the boys, the leaders, and so much more. I want to encourage you, if you, a local outpost leader, have leaders who have not listened to a message, a podcast of the Royal Ranger Podcast, I want to encourage you, you can listen to on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other options there. We want to encourage you to download it and hit the subscribe button. And we want to hear your reviews. We want to know what you think of the Royal Ranger Podcast, how, what we can do better, maybe ideas for the future. We want to hear all about it. So we encourage your feedback, and you can always email us at rangers.ag.org. Now, today, we're going to talk about something very cool. Now, if you've been Rangers for a while, you may have heard something called Pathfinders. Now, of course, in Rangers, we like to clear a path, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Pathfinders today. And I'm thrilled to have with me a legend in the Royal Ranger world. I have Mike King with me today. Mike, welcome to the Royal Ranger Podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Good to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have Mike with us today as we talk about Pathfinders. Now, Mike, before we get started, let me ask this question. What is Pathfinders? What is the Pathfinder? We'll talk about your involvement in Royal Rangers, but what is Pathfinder? If nobody has a clue what it is, what is the Pathfinders?
Well, Pathfinders is the missions arm of the Royal Ranger and the FCF Department of Rangers. And it actually started in the early days. There were missions trips have been going on a long time, MAPS and AGWM and stuff like that. But there was a group of guys putting on a roof down in Mexico, and a missionary down there asked, came to the leader at the time and says, "We've got some churches to build down here, but they're in the desert. They're in the bush. They're in places where no MAPS team will go. There's no food, no electricity, and things like that." So that was the very first discussion of how it got started. So they needed a group of people that would go where nobody else wants to go. So that was the beginning of Pathfinders. Now, since that time, it has expanded into bronze, silver, and gold. And the gold trips are the very same way they were back in the early 90s. But the silver and the bronze, we've expanded. So silver is just like any MAPS trip or any construction trip with your church can be considered silver. And then the bronze trips are all of our missions trips within the United States.
Okay. Well, very cool. We'll get more into detail about that. But Mike, what's your background? Now, you lead the Pathfinder groups, you lead the trips, a lot of them, and you're personally leading them. It's more than just, we were talking before we started recording, what's been your involvement in Royal Rangers? How long have you been in, and what has Royal Rangers meant to you over the years?
Yeah. Well, I started in Royal Rangers as a boy. I think I was about 11 years old, and the program had just gotten started maybe a year before that. So that gives you my age. But I went through that, and then I got married, had children, and wanted to involve the children in Rangers. So I became a leader in the local church, went from there, taking all of the leadership training and things like that, and then became a district leader, serving as the FCF president for the district, and then serving as a missions director, then serving on the Gulf region as a missions director, and then moving into the national Pathfinder leadership in early 2000s.
Okay. So you've been you have a long career in Royal Rangers. What has Royal Rangers meant to you? I mean, you could have, you've been in it since a boy. What has it meant to you over the years?
Well, I've told people that Royal, if it wasn't for Royal Ranger and the leadership training, I don't think I would have ever advanced in my career. I retired from the phone company, but I may have worked for the phone company, but without the leadership training, I don't think I would have ever been promoted into management and moved along without the training that I received in Rangers. So Rangers is a lot more than just coming to an outpost meeting. It grows a boy into manhood, and it's been a lifesaver and a key to my life.
At some point, as it, you mentioned there, you ended up getting involved in missions trips. What was the determining factor that, or how did it kind of lead you, or what led to you to become the leader, or basically the director of the Pathfinder Project? How did that come about?
Well, that's a story in itself. But in 1992, I was asked to go with Ken Hunt on a prayer task force to South Africa. I did that. And after that trip, man, it was just something burning inside of me to get more and more people involved in missions. So for the next 10 years, I just began to go on every missions trip and be involved in missions. And so I was strongly involved in Central America, mainly in Panama. So I'd gone so many trips there that I asked the missionary there, how did I become a missionary? I want to come down here and work for you and lead teams into Central America and build churches and so forth and so on. So he gave me the process to become a missionary. So as I was going through that process to become a missionary to Central America, I crossed paths with Doug Marsh. And then Doug says, Mike, we need someone to work as a missionary to the National Pathfinder. So that's how it got started. And so I switched over from becoming a missionary to Central America into the missionary to Pathfinders.
Missionary to Pathfinders. That's awesome. So let me, so for somebody that doesn't know Pathfinders, no, Pathfinders, what are some of the trips that you've been involved with? And maybe I'm a local outpost leader and I haven't been on a missionary trip, but I want to take my boys or my older boys, maybe like my adventure or my expedition or maybe my leaders. What are some of the, what's the appeal for Pathfinders to my local outpost?
Well, once you've been involved in one trip, I don't think I could name anyone that's gone one time that their heart wasn't sold out to missions. So it will involve your boys and your men into a brotherhood that's second to none. One of the statements I make about Pathfinders, if you spend a week with your people from your church on a Pathfinder team, you will learn more about them than you would in 10 years of going to church with them. So it's a bonding experience that is second to none. It's the making of a new family. And during this epidemic, I get calls and emails all the time from guys that have been involved in projects all over the world. Mike, when are we going to get back together? When are we going to be able to go again? So it just creates a bond and a brotherhood that's second to none.
Well, let me ask this. Now, you mentioned there's both U.S. Pathfinder projects and there's World Pathfinder projects. Can you give me an example of some of the, if I'm a local leader and I would like to get my my outpost involved on a project and to be able to do, what is something that we could, you know, partner with or something that we've done in the past, you maybe led in the past, and then something worldwide or U.S.-based?
Well, We specialize in building in churches. A lot of these are in primitive places like the Gold Trips. We actually go in and camp out in a village and put up a tabernacle and advance a village 7-14 years just with 1 week of our work. So those are the most extreme and the hardest to plan, but they are the most rewarding of all the trips, and that would be the Gold Trips. The Silver Trips are anything like Builders International, Maps Construction, things like that, where we go into it. They're already planned out. We have a missionary there that has organized lodging, that has that has the places we're going to eat and things like that. The silver trips is very little work for a leader, and is very easy to get involved in. We usually stay in dormitories or hotels, and they're just as much needed, just as much rewarding, but they are, we just classify them as one level less, being silver. We also have the bronze trips, and the bronze trips could even be you going to work in your district campground for 5 days, taking your boys, your men, going into the district campground, going into a local teen challenge center, doing maintenance, construction, things like that, going into a local children's home, doing the same thing. We just ask that you do 5 days labor, and those qualify for a bronze trip. I think following this, with this pandemic we got now, that our district should strongly look at doing bronze trips that are needed in all 50 states. Also have websites they can go to find the foreign trips and the silver trips and things like that.
What was that website again?
Well, I'm using the Builders International site. So I don't have that right in front of me now, but it's Builders International / Pathfinders would separate. But anywhere you get into buildersinternational.org, you can trace and find our Pathfinder projects.
Okay, so so let me just make sure I understand this. So you do a lot of your work through Builders International, and be able to partner with them for that. And so the actual website where a lot of your projects you mentioned is buildersintl.org, and you can do a Google search, Builders International, but buildersintl.org is the website there for Builders International. But that list of them, we've actually seen, I know some of the projects that Royal Rangers International, they've had that you've partnered with, have been on that website as well too, to do so. Do you have a story or two that you could maybe mention of a previous trip that, of how it benefit maybe you or another leader, a Pathfinder trip in the past?
They benefit the team more than they do the churches. But when you asked of a story, I thought of one in Mexico to Mexicali, and they contacted us and wanted to build some Sunday school rooms. And I went down and looked, and I looked at the restroom, and the restroom looked really nice. And I said, well, how long did you do this yourself? He said, yeah, we spent 7 years constructing, saving money to do this bathroom for our church. And we were able in 1 week's time to construct 4 classrooms for them in 1 week's time, fund it, make them operational and everything. So we literally moved the churches ahead 7 to 14 years just with 1 week of giving of yourself and joining a team and going and being a part of it. I've also mentioned that the brotherhood, and that's second to none. The bonding of you as a commander to your boys that you take, or you know, will be the most rewarding thing you could ever do with them. It's different from going to Camporama, going to powwow, anything like that. It's literally you're giving up your 100% of yourself for a week of your time.
Well, let me ask this. So you mentioned the website. Is there any particular place on your heart that you would like to see in the future, see teams go to? You can just, you know, mention an area. I know there may not be any trips, but yeah, that you want to do, whether it's Africa or Latin America, that in the future you'd like to. I know as the time of this recording, it's currently during the pandemic, we don't have any current trips, but in the future you would. But is there anything in the future you would like to take trips to or teams to?
Well, I'm staying close in contact with Terry Bale with the BI department, Builders International. And as soon as we lift our travel ban, we're ready to take teams back into Panama, which will be building churches in the mountains. It's just a great place to go in the outdoors, beautiful, beautiful open air. And we work a lot of those extreme projects. We work with the indigenous people. Now, we also have one scheduled in that I've not done this, but it's down the Amazon where we live on a boat on the river, and we get off each day, go in, work, come back, eat our meals, and spend the night bathe and that type of thing on a riverboat in the Amazon. And that's tentatively on the books for August, coming up August of this year, to travel lift. So that's an extreme. We're also working on some more silks in South Africa that hopefully we can get on the books in the fall of this year.
Let me ask this before we finish the here today. How is there something we can keep you as the different various commanders and pastors and parents that are listening to this podcast? Is there something we can keep you and your family, you and your ministry in prayer about?
Right now, it's just prayer for this pandemic. My wife and I have been safe from, we have not had COVID, but our children have had it. And so just remembering all of us there, the anxiety that we have not being able to do what God's called us to do is really hard. So to just pray that God will give us patience and avenues that he would have us to serve in, and to keep us strong and keep us upbeat during this time we've gone through.
Very cool. Well, we'll keep you in prayer about that. Well, Mike, we want to say, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for following the call of the Lord that has laid on your heart to be able to serve through the Pathfinders Project and missions, and just being out there and leading teams for years. We just want to say thank you so much. And I also want to encourage that if you're a local outpost leader or parent or pastor, and you're looking to lead a team from your church, I want you to go to Builders International, reach out to Mike King. And Mike, what's the best way to be able, if somebody wanted to reach you for more information about Pathfinders and maybe about future information, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Well, my email, which is just MikeKing5@bellsouth.net. And that's the number one way. You can get the BI should have my email, phone numbers, and all that good stuff. So even if there's just a slight interest of getting involved into something or wanting to send your son or father and son type thing, just go ahead even right now and have them reach out to me, and let's get in the loop and see if we could stay in contact on the different projects that I could involve them in.
Very cool. Yeah. And if you have any interest, feel free to reach out to Mike or Builders International team and through Pathfinders, and they'd love to hear from you to be able to, for future interest on future projects. Hey, well, thanks so much once again. I just want to say thank you all for taking the time to listen to the Royal Rangers podcast. I encourage you to let others know. Send us an email about different options and different information for future episodes. We love hearing from you, and we're looking forward to the future, what God has in store for 2021. See you next time on the National Royal Rangers Podcast. You've been listening to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the ministry of Royal Rangers. To learn more about Royal Rangers, visit us online at royalrangers.com or contact us at rangers@ag.org. Join us again next week as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the ministry of Royal Rangers.